Well, hi, everybody. Come on in. Boys and girls, moms and dads, whoever happens to be listening, I know our program is especially for kids, but you know what? We have many adults who tell us, I like the stories as well. And we've got an interesting one written by Deborah Edwards entitled, A Real Man. Joe Harper is sitting on the front steps of his house looking anxiously down the street for the approach of a familiar car. He's decked out in his usual uniform. There are three times when you might find Joey without his faded blue baseball hat, his worn-out glove, and threadbare baseball. His mother insists that he can't bring them to church. He usually leaves them outside the bathroom when taking a bath. And when he comes to the dinner table, his typical 12-year-old boy appetite makes him forget baseball, but only temporarily, of course. Today, all his attention seems directed down the street. And we see why as his mother turns the corner and pulls into the driveway.
Mom, where have you been? You're a half hour late and they can't start the game without me because I'm their best pitcher. The guys are going to be...
I'm sorry, Joy, but you know sometimes I can't get away from the store right on time. Where's little Cindy? You were supposed to be watching her.
I think she's still taking her nap. Can I go now, Mom?
Yes, dear, run along. And I hope you do well.
Thanks, I'll be home about 5. Sorry I'm late, fellas, but my mom...
You're always late, Joe, and we decided that we can't hold up our games just for you.
Sure, you're a pretty good pitcher, but Bill's been practicing, and we made him our new pitcher. You take his place in left field this game.
Yeah, Joe, come on, it's our turn out on the field now.
That evening, when Joe got home, Mrs. Harper thought he seemed unusually quiet, almost sullen. And when he hardly touched his food at dinner time, she knew something had to be very wrong.
Joy, did something happen at the game today? Don't tell me you're this upset just because you didn't win.
No, we didn't win today, and it's all your fault. We would have won clear if I'd been pitching, but they won't let me anymore because I have to stay home every afternoon and babysit while you're at work. It isn't fair.
Men face their responsibilities, Joy, and they learn to discipline themselves to do the hard things, the things that they don't necessarily want to do but that need to be done.
Ah, Mom, you act like the only important thing is doing stuff you don't like.
I hope you don't really mean that. Your father and I have tried to teach you to recognize what things have real value in life. But more than anything else, Joy, the most important thing for you should be to do the will of God and to obey Him because He is your Heavenly Father. And your first responsibility is to Him. I'd like you to think about that, Joy, and let me know what you decide.
Okay, Mom. But can I go now? The guys are practicing over at the field tonight.
All right, run along, but be sure to be home by 8:30.
I will, Mom.
Well, if Joe had been thinking at all about what his mother had said as he headed toward the ballpark, all such thoughts disappeared completely when he heard the exciting news his friends had waiting for him.
Hey, Joe, you'll never guess what. The Yankees are taking over an old farm outside Rockford and making a special training camp out of it.
The New York Yankees? They're going to be only 30 miles from here all summer?
But that's not the best part. They're going to use it for training young guys. Anyone from 16 to 19 can apply. Of course, they only take the really good ones, but in a couple of years, maybe some of us could go.
In the next couple of weeks, Joe became more and more rebellious whenever his mother asked him to help around the house, and his resentment about taking care of Cindy grew every day. He wished more than anything that he was 16 and could go to the training camp in Rockford. He had quit reading his Bible before going to bed at night and had lost all interest in going to Sunday school. Things finally came to a head one Sunday after church.
Joy, I'd like to talk with you. Mr. Wilson, your Sunday school teacher, told me this morning that he's been having trouble with you lately. You don't listen to the lesson, and you talk and distract others from listening too. Today, he told me that you were passing around baseball cards during the song service. Now, Joy, this is the last straw. You're too big for me to punish physically. Instead, I'm restricting your privileges. You may not play ball at all this entire week.
Mom, you can't do that. We've got a big game coming up Wednesday, and, well, that's not fair. You treat me like a little kid.
Well, Joy, if you act like a child, I just have to treat you like one. I want you to grow up to be a real man like your father. He certainly wouldn't be very proud of you today if he knew the way you were acting.
The next afternoon, while his mother was shopping, Joe packed a few things, emptied what little savings he had from his bank, and set out for Rockford to go to the training farm. He had no trouble hitchhiking a ride, and his spirits rose with every mile. He was finally going someplace where he'd be treated like a man. Even though he was a little young, he was sure that Mr. Daverman would appreciate his talents as a pitcher. When he asked for Mr. Daverman, he was surprised to be directed to an office rather than a playing field, and he knocked rather hesitantly at the door.
Hello, come on in.
Are you Lou Daverman?
Yes, I am. Come on in and have a seat. What can I do for you?
Well, I came here because I want to be a pitcher. I am a pitcher, but I want to be the best there is. So I came here.
That's quite an ambition, young man. Say, what's your name?
Joe Harper.
Joe. Well, I'm always glad to meet a young man who has a serious interest in baseball. But tell me, Joe, aren't you a little young to be coming here? We don't take anyone under 16. There are plenty of lessons to be learned at home until then.
Oh, but that's just the problem. Home, I mean. I ran away. Left home today because no one understands me.
Why don't you tell me all about it, Joe?
When Joe had finished his account, Mr. Daverman sat quietly for a moment, and then he spoke.
You know, in many ways, your story is much like mine. Only my father died when I was 10. And I had 5 younger brothers and sisters to help take care of. But I also had a wonderful Christian mother who sounds very much like your own. She taught me, as your mother is trying to teach you, that in order to grow up to be a real man and a success at whatever you choose, be it baseball or something else, you need first to learn to master yourself before you can really master anything else, like pitching, for instance. Here, let me show you what it says in Proverbs 16 and verse 32. Here it is. It says, "It is better to have control or mastery of oneself than to control a city." You see, Joe, your mother is right. You'll never be a real man until you learn to discipline yourself to do the hard things, not just the things you enjoy. Do you see that, Joe?
Yes. I guess I always did know Mom was right, but I wouldn't admit it, even to myself because, well, to be honest, I've tried before to discipline myself to do hard things, to do my part around the house willingly, but somehow I just get to thinking about what I want to do instead. And, well, I guess I'm just not strong enough.
But you don't have to be strong, Joe. And thank heaven, neither do I. We can't do these things in our strength, but our Lord Jesus said, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us.
You know, I never thought of it that way. But from now on, I'm going to ask the Lord to help me every day to learn to be a real man.
I'm glad to hear it, Joe. I want you to go back home now and learn this lesson well. Keep up with your pitching, and in a few years, I can promise you a place in my training camp.
Boy, do you mean that?
Yes, I certainly do. Now, let's call your mother and let her know that you're all right.
Are
I don't know what she's going to say. She might. Hello, Mom? This is Joey. Yes? I just want you to know I'm all right. And, Mom, you know what you were telling me about being a real man? Well, you were right. It kind of took me a long time to learn my lesson. But from now on, things are going to be different. There's going to be a man around the house.
Thy will, O Lord, I pray. Thy will for me each day. Till the last weary mile I have run.
In the twilight shadows fade, help me to
Let me repeat what Mr. Danielson said to Joe in today's story. It's worth repeating. He said, "My mother taught me that in order to grow up to be a real man and to be a success at whatever you do, you need first to learn to master yourself before you can really master anything else. Proverbs 16:32 says, it is better to have control of oneself than to control a city." You'll never be a real man until you learn to discipline or control yourself to do the hard things, not just the things you enjoy. So, kids, if you have jobs around the house that you don't like to do, remember, it's good for you. It's good training. And remember, the Lord is there to help you do the things you need to do. Jesus tells us that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Well, time's up for today's visit. Hey, if you enjoy these Storytime programs, we'd love to hear about it. Do keep in mind that Storytime is a listener-supported production. Goodbye now.